podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode number 36. This is season 5, episode 36, episode number 216. There we go. How is it going?
Good.
It goes.
How you feeling, Amanda?
You know, just hanging out, enjoying a little cake.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were eating the cake when I...
It's okay. It's good. It's like, quick.
Sorry about that. I had the GarageBand covering my screen, so I actually hadn't seen... that you were eating. I apologize again.
it is my fault for being so cavalier.
Nah. Anyway.
I mean, I've seen the cake. I can't blame you.
The cake is pretty awesome.
It's delicious.
The cake being from Amanda's baby showers this weekend. Hey, how did they... Shandy and I were at the one on Saturday. Thought I had a good time. I thought it was great.
I had a great time. It was a very emotionally overwhelming.
Aww.
The outpouring of love, and I think particularly in, like, you know, these times when we're so isolated and separate from our friends and people we love so much of the time, that it's easy to forget how many people you have in your life that you love and love you back.
Yeah.
So it was just a really lovely reminder of how many beautiful souls I have in my life and how very talented they are at baked goods, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes. One of Amanda and my friend from college, she and her husband like to cook, and I think he's a chef, right?
So he is a chef by profession, yes.
So they made Amanda a cake. What was the flavoring again?
Okay, that makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she actually went to culinary school as well.
She did.
But I had never known her to be a baker. She was always more in the savory side of food.
She's Italian, so
that's what was so surprising about it. I did not know her to be a baker by nature.
Nice.
But it's chocolate cake with some real sweet buttercream and like a passion fruit filling in between the layers.
Yummy.
Which is really what makes the whole thing sing.
The singing.
And she did some really cool designs. Like there's all this cool sort of frosting flowers and sort of tie-dye kind of effect. It was very pretty.
What do you think Paul Hollywood would give it? Would she get the handshake?
I mean, who cares what he thinks? I'd give the handshake. I think Prue would want there to be some kind of booze in it.
Yeah. Prue and her booze, man.
Want some booze.
Yeah, other than the fact that she's a raging Republican, I think Prue and I would get along well.
Oh, that's such a bummer. I just assumed someone that wears glasses that brightly colored couldn't be conservative.
Never meet your heroes.
Yeah. That's deflating.
She was in the Tory party, but she quit after Brexit.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
So maybe she's more in the whatever their version of the Lincoln Project is.
Right. Here's hoping.
Good times. Anyway, but still, I think that, you know, enough cake and booze, we could probably all get along.
Yeah. I mean, there's some solution towards world peace right there.
That's right. Trump tried to solve it with McDonald's, but it just didn't work.
You just had the wrong junk food.
Not enough booze. Or cake.
too polarizing the McDonald's.
Okay, anyway, so yeah, how did your Sunday baby shower go with all of your family?
It was good. It was much more subdued, which I think is good. I think, you know, I was already pretty tired and like worked up, but yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, a smaller affair, but definitely really, really nice to see some family that I hadn't really seen, you know, seen in a while. It was all through Zoom, but it was still really nice. My childhood best friend, who is having a scheduled C-section on Thursday with her second.
Whoa.
Her second baby popped on. I just assumed that, you know, she was having a baby in a couple days. So I figured she was going to be busy and she wasn't going to be joining us. And she came on for a bit. So I got to see her and my little niece,
aww,
who I just love to bits. So
yay.
Yeah. You know, my great aunt, who is like 96, like jumped on and, you know, It was lovely.
That's awesome.
Did she figure out the Zoom herself or was somebody there?
No.
Brother helped her, right?
My dad's cousin, so like my second cousin, her daughter was there. They did it together.
Okay. Nice. I thought that your brother and his girlfriend were helping her too with it.
Yeah, so my brother's fiance was already Brantford because she had a wedding dress appointment in the city the day before. So actually, yeah, Saturday was a very busy day. So after the shower, she came by with her mom to bring us the bassinet that my cousin gave us as a hand-me-down.
So you did get it. Okay.
So we got to see her and we got to see pictures of like the wedding dresses she tried on. And like, so we got to like see them in person. And then one of my friends that had broken into my apartment to help dress my apartment for the shower. We met up with her for dinner afterwards so that I could like properly see her and thank her. So it was a very busy day.
Yeah. It sounds like an exhausting weekend.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Monday was a real struggle.
Aw.
There was not a lot of work that happened on Monday.
But at least it was for a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, awesome. I'm glad that it went really well. So
it did. It was really nice. I feel loved. I feel a lot more prepared.
Nice.
Yeah. Our parents, Daniel's family and my family, got to meet via Zoom for the first time ever this weekend.
That is crazy to me.
You know, almost 7 years in and our parents have never met.
Wow. 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be seven years in August.
That is incredible that they've never met.
Yeah, they've never met because it just never happened. And then when we were like, okay, we really got to like do this, then there was a pandemic. It's like, okay, well, no one's meeting anyone they've never met before.
Right.
Wow.
We weren't planning on a pandemic, like interrupting our plans. So.
Yeah. Well, Nobody plans for the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm glad it went really well. Yay.
It did. And, you know, you guys were a part of it because you were there. And then, I'm so very grateful. It was really just absolutely perfect and wonderful. And it was so great.
It was fun.
Awesome.
It was fun. Yeah. I am shocked that somebody got the bingo on the second gift.
You know, I will say, like, I had a bingo at the end, but like I had these like ethical qualms about like, okay, well, there was something that there were sheets that you showed us before. I was like, does that count? Because it wasn't the gifts that you were specifically opening once we said we're doing the bingo. So I was like, yeah, I'll just.
I think it counts. Mama G, if you're listening.
My other ethical quandary was that I accidentally put the same item twice.
Oh.
And that was one of the things that contributed to my bingo.
So you kept going. See, after she after she called bingo, I just stopped paying attention to my card.
Oh, I kept going.
Okay.
I enjoy the people actually played because you sort of never know. You never know if people enjoy a game or if they find it tedious. So.
Oh, I love me a bingo.
I do too. I figure like bingo, you can't go wrong with bingo.
She hates lists, but she loves bingo. Ranking lists.
Ranking lists.
Yeah, now if it had been top five baby gifts, she was out.
Oh, that's complicated. That's so good.
Actually, Yeah, it's not even the ranking that would have gotten me there. It's the like the knowledge component. Yeah. What are top five? Maybe? I don't know. Diapers? Yeah. Is that on the top five list?
Yes.
I would imagine.
Because they're so expensive.
But again, I feel like this could be kind of an arbitrary list.
True. Right.
I mean, if like strollers on the list.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to buy you like the sweet ass stroller that you want or like, you know, any of those things. And that's got to go on your top five. If it's diapers, if it's going to be like one pack of diapers, then maybe that doesn't go on the list. But if it's like a year's worth of diapers.
We yeah, did that nice. For, we did that for Jay, one of Jay's sisters. We gave her Amazon. The gift was the subscribe and save for 1 year for diapers. Oh. So we gave them 12 boxes of diapers.
Damn.
That's a good gift. That's generous.
Yeah, no, pull-ups or diapers are always a solid gift to give to somebody. Yeah.
Yes.
Even a box can, in the beginning, when you're dropping $40 on a box of pull-ups, I keep calling them pull-ups because that's what we were doing. We're in nighttime pull-ups with Alex. Yeah. Those are always a good thing.
It's true. It's like you can tell of my friends that are recent parents because those are all the ones that like sent a box of diapers or a box of wipes or the practical gifts.
Yeah. Subscribe and save for Amazon is key because it gets tough to, you know, like.
Yeah. And I think it's like for us, it's like city living. It's like when you have to walk to a store and you don't have the luxury of a car and throwing a big box of something in your trunk, you have to then carry it home.
Yeah.
I think that's ultimately what we're going to end up
definitely doing. Recommend doing that. The Amazon wipes, the purple ones, the sensitive ones, they're awesome. They are great quality. They're a good price. We did them with Alex.
That's good to know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to look into that.
But it's subscribe and save is a life changer with all that stuff. And I know it sucks because it's giving money to Bezos, but like it's also really convenient and really, really awesome to like.
Right. Because it's sort of, it's like what hills are you willing to die on and how much are you willing to inconvenience yourself for your principles?
Exactly. So we did the diaper subscribe and save with Zach at the townhouse. And then with Alex, we just went to Costco and bought the ginormous thing that lasted for like 2 months anyway. You don't have that option of the Costco thing. Yeah.
There is a Brooklyn Costco. And again, we're going to have a car for a little bit. Yeah. So maybe we'll do the Costco life.
Stock up on them. I mean, you could drop like $150 on diapers in one trip, but you know, you might not go back for another like 3 months for them.
I hear tell that Brooklyn Costco is not that far from us.
Ooh.
Hmm. It's going to be a whole new world that's going to be opening up to us.
Right. Are you really living that family life until you're going to Costco?
Yeah, I know. I mean... Took me 36 years, but I finally found adulthood.
Anyway, Shandy, how was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah,
it was good. Had the baby shower, and then we went on this amazing hike in Big Sur that we were able to find another hike that we had never done. I think that, I mean, there must be just tons, actually.
Yeah.
And it wasn't closed, and it was really gorgeous. So that was a good find.
Ooh.
And a great hike.
Yay.
Yeah. It's so weird though too. Like everything is partially open here and it's just so wild. Like when we were down in Orange County last weekend, the weekend before last, that was right when like some of the counties were starting to open up and like they opened up and we were kind of like a Orange County, whatever. And here in Monterey, like it's the same thing, which to be fair, we have the same like amount of cases. So it makes sense. But it's just wild to like walk around and see
people.
I don't know. Like just, we went to a restaurant actually on Saturday, but like out, like we're still like only doing outdoor seating. Like, sorry, you will not find me in an indoor enclosed space for quite a while. But
we will only do, I mean, Jay will only go to a restaurant once in a while, but on the handful of times that we've gone, we've done outdoor dining too.
Yeah, same.
But it's so weird to see that like inside there are people. Like I see you.
Yeah. Governor Cooper announced today that starting Friday, we're easing restrictions where outdoor dining is now 100%. starting Friday, and indoor dining can go from 50 to 75%, which surprised me because, you know, he's been really good and really like following the science. So maybe we are doing better than I kind of had stopped paying attention, to be honest. But we are doing great with vaccines. Although,
yeah,
you want to hear something really shitty? So I heard today that in one of the counties that's about 45 minutes away from me, they had to throw out a chunk of vaccines today. Do you know why? Rumor is the Trump supporters were trying to pull a TikTok teen and booked vaccine appointments to force them to throw them out.
That's terrible.
I don't know if that's true, but that was the rumor that was flying around the Raleigh internet space today.
I think the real problem is that it's 100% believable.
Right. That it's we're gonna plausible.
We're going to show them. And I'm like, yes, because a political rally and a life-saving vaccine is really the same thing. One is immature. The other thing is just shitty.
Right. Well, and also it's like we're lucky that we live in a country that can buy more vaccine than they need.
Yeah.
You are literally taking that vaccine out of the arm
of somebody who could use it.
Of someone that could have used it.
Exactly.
Like it is definitely different. And if you can't see that, you're a shitty human being.
So because that county is so close, I went to on their website today, and there's a form you can fill out if you're in group 4B, because they're only doing 4A. 4B will be college students. But if you're in 4B or 5, then you can fill out the form, state your case as to why you want to get it. And they will call you if there's excess. And I felt like, well, if somebody calls me and they're like, this is expiring in a half an hour, I could be like, I could be there in 45 minutes. Is that okay? I'll take a slightly. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, your milk expires on the 19th and it's the 20th. I'll do it. I'll take it.
No, 100%. I mean,
one more day.
That's part of how I got mine at work. Like, I was on the waiting list.
Yeah.
It's like, if I, like, yes, I can get there in 5 minutes. So sign me up.
Yeah, and
I'll be getting my second dose later this week.
Woohoo!
Ooh, yeah.
I heard
next week. Yeah, that's actually Daniel got vaccinated yesterday.
Same way.
Because he's been going to our pharmacy every day, trying to and every day they're like, come back a little earlier, and persistence ruled the day. And
I went into our Walgreens.
I wonder if Rob could do that.
I went into our Walgreens today, the one that's 5 minutes from my house, and asked them, and they said come in at 6:45 every day.
Yeah, and that's,
of course, I totally meant to set an alarm at 6:40 and completely forgot, and it was like 7:05 before I realized, and I was like, darn it, I failed on the first day.
Try again
tomorrow.
So I set an alarm for 6:30 every day to be like...
I'm going to see if we can do that.
Yeah.
It's like, it took him a couple days. It's like the first day he got there too late. It's like this. So they were like, come back a little earlier the next day. And he did. And there was already a line. And they were like, you know, not everyone in this line is going to get it. Yeah. So don't even bother. Yeah. And kinda then the like next day he came back again. And he was like two people away. And then yesterday was, I'm the second person in line.
I'm getting
the first person left. I'm the first person in line.
Yay!
Oh, shit.
That's awesome.
No, because I mean, like, you know, like we can wait and like we don't want to like, you know, jump the line on anyone who needs to get it. But if they have excess and they need to like, then it becomes a group effort to make sure that nothing goes to waste.
Right.
Exactly.
That was kind of our thinking too. It's sort of like you do feel a little like you are jumping a line.
But if it's going to get thrown out, then nobody can use it. And they've even said, like, government officials like Fauci and Health and Human Services, they've been out there saying, stop vaccine shaming people. Like, everyone needs to get this at some point. So if there's a space that opens up and there's nobody else around you, then take the shot and don't, you know, yell at somebody that's doing it.
Well, and our thought is if he's going to be in the hospital with me, it would be a lot more comforting if we were both vaccinated.
Exactly.
He will be the only person out of like the immediate inner circle of people that will meet the baby at the beginning that wouldn't have been vaccinated. Yeah. Both his parents and my parents will be fully vaccinated.
Yep.
Yeah. All your medical staff will be fully vaccinated.
Yeah. Okay, and the doctor was saying today that if we both, when we go to deliver, will be tested for COVID. And if he tested positive, he would have to leave. And I would need to find a secondary support person. And I'm not sure who that would be. So,
Let's get that shot. Shots in arms.
So let's just get vaccinated.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad that he got it.
Yeah. I think official NC vaccination site, it redirects to, I think it's takeyourshot.org or something like that. Takeyourshot.gov.
Nice.
It makes me laugh.
Oh.
In which case now, perfect. You don't want them to throw away that shot.
Yeah, man, what's the government worker that nailed down that URL first?
I know, seriously.
How many other local governments are trying to get that URL? North Carolina, how dare you?
They're like, darn it, I've got to get takemyshot.gov, .com. Right. Takemyshot.biz. Somebody should. I think Lin-Manuel probably owns the not throwing away my shot like URL somewhere, but I think he should lend that to somebody to create a database of a wait list for vaccines.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. Clever. It's catchy.
Yeah. Yeah, the Twitter account that sort of does all that aggregation in New York is called TurboVax.
That is good.
Which is another great pun.
That's really good.
I use TurboVax to get my appointment.
That's
very easy. It's the first time I logged onto Twitter in a very long time.
That's awesome.
It was worth it.
Nice.
Good times. I've been following vaccinespotter.org, which tracks all the pharmacies in the country that report their data. Anyway, moving on to something more fun, by the way.
Are you not enjoying the vaccine talk? Is that not fun for you?
All right. So now that I've gotten your blessing to move on, I had two real quick things. The first one was in honor of Amanda. Obviously, it was nurses and midwives share the worst baby names that they've tried to talk parents out of.
That sounds fun.
Oh, gosh, I hope it's none of the names we're considering.
Well, that's why I thought maybe we could just guide you through the process.
Okay, let's do it.
And then the other thing was actually pretty freaking crazy. And this one was your one in a million experiences that could have been turned into movies. Like, for example, this first one was, when I was a kid, my dad faked his own death. We spent years thinking he was dead until he reached out with his new name and identity like nothing had happened.
What?
So, yeah, crazy things like that. This isn't super long, so I can go through this and then we can go through Amanda's baby names.
Okay.
Well, because I figured, you've got your boy name, but you don't have your, do you have your girl name yet?
We haven't narrowed down. We have a short list.
Excellent. Fantastic. Jay and I were talking the other day because one of his friends had a baby named Leo. And I was like, remember when Leo was like our second or third choice for Alex? I think he probably may have been a better Leo. Because it was a joke because whatever. It came from a joke where when Evangeline was born, she was born on August 1st. And they made a joke to my uncle that they named her Leo. And he believed it and was like, he like did a side text to my mom and was like, did she really name her baby girl Leo? And she was like, no. So then I was kind of like, and I was pregnant at the time and I was like, I kind of really like that name.
It's a nice name. It's a solid name.
Anyway.
Totally.
But we were just reminiscing like, what if we had named? Because Zachary was always going to be Zachary. And if he wasn't going to be Zachary, he was going to be Alexander. So really it was one or the other.
Right.
And I fought real hard for Samuel with both of them. And
Oh, that's a good name.
I love the name Samuel. Sammy, yeah. The nickname. I love that name. But I got shot down both times, and it was like hard nose. And I was like, oh, man.
I did that to Daniel on a lot of his choices.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with Zach, what we did was we went through the we drove to New York, so we went through the list of I think it was just we stuck to the top 100 Social Security list names, and we picked our favorites from those, and then like kind of compared and contrast where we felt fell on both of those lists. And then of course Zachary got named Zachary because it means God remembered. His middle name is Lewis, and he was born the day after my grandfather died, and God remembers Lewis, and it was like a tribute to him. So that's how Zachary got Zachary. And then Alex was just like, we were like, well, we liked it the first time. We can't decide on these others, so
I think there is nothing wrong with that. That's why you come up with a short list.
Exactly.
Why do all that work a second time?
Exactly. Options, man.
Yeah.
Anyway. And actually, like, I could totally see him as a Leo, but with the nickname Lexi, it's kind of, like, similar.
I know. I think sometimes I think that's why we call him Lexi.
Yeah.
Because he's like very feisty. Yeah. He's very, like...
He's a true original.
Yeah. Zachary was trying to close something tonight, and he was having trouble because it was like one of those Transformer type toys where they gotta line up. And he couldn't do it, and he's grunting. And Alex just goes, give it to me, Zachary. I'm strong. It's just like, oh, God. I was like, no, you're not, but okay. Anyway, okay, we're going back and forth here. All right. In 2019, I was especially overwhelmed with my job and with life in general. We had over $25,000 in outstanding medical bills for my son, so quitting my job was not an option. On a whim, I bought a lottery ticket, but forgot about it and accidentally threw it away in the bag it was in. Two nights later, I saw on the news that someone had won a large Powerball prize at a grocery store that I purchased a ticket from, and the winner had not come forward yet, .. I thought, that person is so lucky. Then I remember that I, too, had purchased a ticket. I emptied the gross outdoor garbage to try to find it, checked the numbers, and then I double-checked the numbers. I was the winner. I won the Powerball. I paid off all of our outstanding debt, put the rest in savings, and I've never told a soul. They said this with their initials.
I never told a soul. That's what makes the story so good.
I know. If I won, but you can't. Wouldn't tell anyone. You can't.
I mean, you're right. You can't. But yeah, I mean, that's what makes the story interesting. That would be a movie I would watch that movie.
Yeah. Me too. We were navigating, and you could even make it like a quirky kind of like not like a rom-com, but that same vibe, right? Where
like a dark comedy.
Yeah, where like they're going through life trying to not tell people, but they're like, wow, how did you pay off your debt? And then, you know.
Like, we didn't?
I found $100 on the floor. And then I invested it. And just like I'm told, I had these bootstraps, and I just
I played the stocks well. Junk bonds, all junk bonds.
Yeah, not like the magic slippers. It's the lucky bootstraps. Whoever puts them on gets successful.
I used to have this cow, which I sold for some magic beans.
This is a great idea. Somebody should make this movie. I really think it could be funny. Like Emma Stone or somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even Regina King.
Hey.
We were just talking about her.
She needs follow-up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Next is, I've died on the operating table twice.
What?
And this person's username is zombie... blah, 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 something I can't pronounce.
Lean in.
Was it the same operation or two?
Doesn't say.
Ones?
I guess I should click on it and get the original posting, but I'm not lazy. So whatever you want.
That's fine. It's more fun to try and think about how that could be.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one is gross. Okay, no, we're not reading it. Okay.
Too gross?
Too gross. Person almost died by ice tray.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. It involves an eye and no.
No, don't want to know. No, that's enough. That's enough.
We're good. We're good.
I still have some cake that I would like to eat, so.
Man, I wish I had cake.
Holy shit. Okay, this next one is crazy. When I was 12, I woke up around midnight and decided to get a drink. When I came back, I noticed my stuffed elephant had been moved. I freaked out and looked for intruders and didn't see anyone, but I heard voices on our street before going back to bed. The next morning, I woke up to about 10 police cars standing on the pavement outside of my room. My neighbor had been murdered. The murderer must have moved my stuffed animal and been one of the men I'd overheard that night. Freaks me out just thinking about it. Maybe if I hadn't woken up to get water, they would have found and killed me instead.
Oh my god, my whole body just went like ice cold, so and the hairs in the back of my neck are straight up.
But Amanda, you're not next to the potential kidnap window anymore. So that's good.
True.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to send you into preterm labor.
Yeah. Oh,
man. I know. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, that story is crazy.
How do you ever sleep again after experiencing that?
Right?
No, you don't. You move.
Let's see.
Pack up and you move.
I got rear-ended in January 2013. The car that hit me didn't stop, but there was no damage to my car when I got out to look, so I didn't think much of it. 8 months later, I was telling my new boyfriend about it, and he asked me where it happened. Turns out he was the driver who hit me, and he actually did stop after the accident. Yeah, so he says. But yeah. I didn't see him. But I didn't see him, and he drove away. And I drove away before he could come over to talk to me. We're now married.
Wow. It's crazy, though.
It is crazy.
I was brought home from the hospital in a baby blanket that a murderer gave to my mom. She was about 7 months pregnant with me and looking for baby supplies at garage sales. The man noticed she was pregnant, invited her inside for lemonade and a snack, and gave her his daughter's baby blanket. Soon after, we found out that he had been arrested, convicted, and imprisoned for murdering his wife and his husband's mistress. I mean, his mistress's husband.
It's like, and he was a polygamist.
Right. Oh, 1 year ago, everybody. 1 year ago, we were watching Tiger King.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, what a year.
2020 was just a weird time. It was a weird time in all of our lives.
Also, my time hop reminded me that it was today, March 23rd, that we officially closed down. So much later than I remembered.
Yeah. Wow. You were going to work a lot. Yeah. I had already been home for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you both had. But yeah.
And like every day felt like a more than a day, let's just say.
Yeah. So it felt a new adventure.
Extra long time. It was like, what? How are you still at work?
Yeah. Oh, wow. This one's kind of weird. I'm the same age as JonBenet Ramsey. That family was getting ready to go on vacation when she was killed. The vacation was a Disney cruise called the Big Red Boat. How do I know this? Because my family and I were also going on that same cruise. The Ramsey family obviously didn't end up making it on the boat, so my family was upgraded to their suite. The first night there, I was found sleepwalking around the ship by a crew member and very easily could have fallen overboard. To this day, that is the only time I've ever sleepwalked.
That's creepy.
That is super creepy. Years ago, I found a random woman's journal at Goodwill. I searched for her online and found her son. When I gave him the journal, he said his mom had passed away a few months earlier and the journal was accidentally donated. A year after that, I was in the same Goodwill and found his father's journal.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's really sweet.
I like that. That's really sweet. That actually is so a movie.
That is so a movie.
Yeah, with like Amy Adams or something.
Right? or what's her name? Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
I love the movie Serendipity.
I was going to say that has a real like serendipity vibe to it.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're not going to read this next one. It's about a woman who, when she was 16, accidentally ran over a cat. And then she went on a blind date years later with a cat owner.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't know about a movie, but I do feel like that is totally an episode of like a TV show.
Yeah. All right. And the final one is my childhood home blew up with my dad still inside and he survived.
And he survived.
Oh, he survived.
Yeah.
But holy crap.
When I was a kid, there was a home that blew up like on our block, like on our street.
Yeah.
And the dad did not survive.
Oh,
gosh.
Was it the family from What's that show? The really sad show. Oh, forget it. It was a joke that didn't land because I can't remember it.
Party of Five?
No, the crying show. You know.
This Is Us. Yeah, oh, right. Because you. Of the... yeah. Doesn't he die from a house fire that started from like a slow cooker or something?
Right. But it wasn't... He got out, but then he went back inside to save the dog. Spoiler alert. And then it was like the...
Oh, now death. I can't watch the show.
I didn't watch it. I just heard about it. Anyway. Sorry about your friend whose dad didn't survive, Shandy.
Oh, I didn't know the kid. Okay. I slept through, everyone in my family woke up because of the blast, and I slept through it, which checks out.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Gosh, was it also
scary, though?
I slept through everything.
I was going to say, was it also at 9 o'clock at night? Just kidding. I'm teasing. Okay.
Creature of habit. So what if 9 o'clock has been my bedtime for 27 years?
But I mean, it really hasn't, though. I used to go to bed super late, but yeah.
Hey, I'm doing good on my my vow to go to bed before midnight every night for the month of March.
Good.
It's really just broadcast nights that I just, I can't. Because I can't wind, I gotta wind down, so.
I find that too. The nights that then we finish recording and I just climb into bed and like try and force myself to sleep, it's not good sleep.
Mm-hmm. It's not. I lay awake until like one. So I find that I do have to like surf the web or do something that's not, that's just like chill.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, baby names.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah. All right. Here we go. I have a false leg and the midwife had to talk my parents out of naming me Peggy.
To be fair, was she born without the leg?
Probably if the midwife had to talk to her parents out of
naming her. That's fair. Context clues, Amanda. Come on.
My boss's friend named their kid Monster Galileo. The nurse tried to talk them out of it, but they insisted the kid goes by Galileo.
Yeah, you don't say. Yeah. I mean, the kid could really go by Leo.
It could. There you go. As a med student, I had a patient who wanted to name her child Mud Piles. The nurses silently protested and had her wait a few days. She eventually changed her mind.
Why? Where does that come from?
Oh my God, this next one is one of those shake your head. Okay. My ex-husband didn't think it was fair that girls could be named Grace or Hope, and he seriously suggested Pestilence, War, or Plague. And his choice for a girl was Tangerine. Fortunately, we never had any children.
Mm-hmm.
This is my daughter, Pestilence. We call her we call her Peggy for short.
Damn.
My surname is something that basically means penis in my language, and my dad wanted to name me Elwood if I was a boy. My mom was like, Woody penis? No way.
A bridge too far.
My dad's second choice was Harry. Thank God I'm a girl.
Nope.
I worked at a registrar for a while. Registrar of Deeds is where you generally submit your birth certificate to. And some of the standout names on the birth certificates I got were Killer, Syphilis, and Sweet Prayer Sunrise.
Syphilis.
That's one of those words that, like, if it was like divorced from what it actually means, it could be really pretty. But you can't.
Yeah, you can just, I don't think I can.
If syphilis didn't mean syphilis, it would be lovely.
There's always Phyllis.
Phyllis. Yeah,
right. That's a lovely alternative.
Yes.
Oh God, my dad wanted to name me Sky, but he thought replacing the Y with an I would be cute. Thank goodness my mother didn't go along with it, or I would have been named Ski.
Or you would be that pretentious person that's like, actually, it's Sky.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. My mother wanted to name my baby brother Ichabod Rusty. Our surname is Ford, and she was determined to call him Icky Rusty Ford.
That's where it's like, you don't actually want a baby. You want a cat. Naming your pet something like that is funny. Naming your child something like that.
Yeah.
It's just cruel.
The father inevitably put his foot down and said no, and they did not go with Icky Rusty Ford.
I do like the name Ichabod, though. Mainly because it's very fun to say.
Ichabod's cool. All of those older, those like kind of classic names are coming back. Like Ezra was really big the year that Zachary was born. That was a hot name on the names websites. Mm-hmm. Also, Atticus is a big name.
Atticus is a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you've probably.
I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah. A lot of Atticuses. Yeah. I know an Atticus too. Let's see. My boyfriend was nearly called Egbert, but Egg for short.
Egbert.
My uncle wanted to name his daughter Raider God. I'm glad that they settled on Jada. That's random. My coworker went to school with a girl named Fallopia. I felt sorry for her when she was in biology class and they talked about fallopian tubes.
Oh no.
I once had a student named Linoleum. That's it.
Naming your kids cellophane.
Yeah.
Cellophane, comma, mister. Yeah, that's the last one. So I guess we end on linoleum.
On linoleum. Yeah. Which ironically was our first choice. So I guess we're going to have to read
that. It's gender neutral. Fine.
It just took us 8 months to come up with that name. But like, whatever. We'll come up with another one.
No, again, these are compiled by the internet, so take it all with a grain of salt. And of course, if somebody does tell you their name, no matter how much you might not agree with it, I mean, Raider God could be pretty cool, you know, in a certain situation. Anyway, you know, be respectful is the moral of the story. We were just having fun with it.
Exactly.
Somebody in the comments said that my last name is Coffee, C-O-F-F-E-Y, and when I was pregnant with my daughter, I wanted to name her Maxwell, and my husband told me to think about that name for a minute. Maxwell Coffee is the name.
It's an actual type of coffee.
Yeah. Good times.
Although that does kind of sound like a badass, like, superhero or, like, a comic book character.
You're right. Jessica Simpson's daughter is named Maxwell, so I wonder if that's where this woman, how she was inspired by it.
Entirely possible.
Yeah. All right, Amanda. Now that we've left you with some good and bad suggestions.
Yeah, I think all of these are I'm going to take them all under advisement.
Yeah, homework, you know.
Homework, you know. Yeah. We haven't made, you know, the girl's name. We haven't made any definitive decisions. So I think any of these could stand.
Anything.
And we'll see.
Good times. Okay. Let's take our commercial break and then we will move into the feedback.
Sounds good.
All right. We are back and we are ready to get into some facey back, some feedback. The first bit of feedback is from Matt. Fun fact, tonight is episode 216. 216 is 6 to the third power.
Huh.
6 times 6 times 6. So 36 times 6, in case anybody out there knows math.
6 times 6 times 6.
So many numbers.
666. Oh, and that's 6 to the third power. Okay, so it's like 6 plus 3 is 9, and 2 plus 1 plus 6 is 9. 216. Got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Like, I know we sometimes talk about math.
Yeah, we do. Funny. Yes, because 3 squared is also 9, which if you add it up, 2 and 1 and 6. There we go.
Yeah, this hurts my brain so much.
We do love these things.
Dennis, numbers have been exceptionally hard for me the past couple of months.
I understand. I understand.
Three or four things I have ordered the wrong length or size because I just can't get the numbers right.
Like your wallpaper?
Like my wallpaper? A couple frames I've ordered the wrong size.
Oh, no.
And there was something else, too, that I just really just completely missed the mark.
Sorry.
Anything with numbers. Dates. I got really confused at work about when something was due because I thought we were already in April.
Yeah.
And we were talking about things like, I can't even get into it, guys.
I know. Pregnancy brain is real. I don't think it's like a knock on like being female or anything. Your brain is in so many different places that you got so many other things to think about.
Yeah.
Just growing and just casually growing a human inside. Yeah.
Exactly. Problem. Like your body is always working.
Yeah.
You're never at rest.
Yeah.
Oh, the things we ask our bodies and minds to do.
Thank God I'm not saving lives because it could go not great here.
Seriously. I mean, I said that to myself all the time on a normal day.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, oh my God, thank goodness I'm not saving lives.
Yes. All right. Back to the feedback. Dennis said that beginning tonight in New York State, except for New York City, restaurants can go to 75% indoor seating. There's still a requirement to close by 11. I think that's what North Carolina is, too. But beginning Friday.
Crazy.
It is kind of crazy. Aaron said, so I did get the same pillow as Amanda had bought, the Coop Eden.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. Like Amanda, I wouldn't say it's God's gift to pillows, but it's better than any pillow I've been using at this point in my life. And my neck does not bother me as much as it used to. It came with extra filling, and you can add or delete some to adjust it to be more customizable, which I never took the time to do because I'm lazy. So perhaps it could be better. They're also a little heavy. We traveled with them on a road trip, and they were a little awkward to carry. And after being in the car in the cold, the filling became oddly solid. So it wouldn't be a good choice to take camping.
Makes sense. Yeah, I wouldn't travel with it. It doesn't fold.
And I had commented, I accidentally stumbled upon a pillow recommendation on Sunday, and it was a company called One Fresh Pillow. And apparently they were, so one side is, I think what the deal is, one side is softer and one side is harder. So you, like a baby mattress, like where the infant, like the infant side is hard because they need it, but you can flip it over when they're a toddler and like make it more comfortable for them. Apparently, yeah, it's a similar principle with whatever you're feeling pillow-wise. So I kind of want to try that. I'm contemplating this one. I've heard good reviews. I heard that they were the group that sent the pillows to the National Guard when they were sleeping on the floor of the Capitol after the insurrection.
Oh, nice.
And they were the company that donated. And yeah. Dennis says, does anyone else require feathers? And I was like, for a pillow? And he was like, that made me laugh. Are feather pillows so old a concept that millennials find them strange? No, my couch has feathers in it. I was just being cheeky.
It did. Honestly, it took me a second to be like, what is he talking about?
Oh. A lot of people have feather allergies, too.
Ah, good point. Gail said she grew up with feather pillows. Man, we had this kick-in discussion on the Facebook group about pillows.
I feel like I missed a lot this week.
She bought one as an adult, and it had a smell to them. It reminded me of an old Dick Van Dyke episode. She had to get rid of them. Dennis has had the same feather pillow all his life until a few months ago when he replaced it. That's, you know, I guess they just don't make pillows like they used to.
I'll believe it.
Dan schooled us a little bit saying, because we were joking about Gen X being the anti-vaxxers. Look, we just wanted to shit on Gen X for something. We wanted to give them equal opportunity.
Just want to take a little heat off us millennials.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I kind of love how mad Dan and Eric got. So,
you mean Dan and Scott? Did Scott get busy too?
Oh my god, he said something too. I didn't post it. Sorry, that was a total mistake.
So Dan schooled us. Anti-vaxxers are not a new phenomenon. They've existed as long as vaccines have. And then he linked us to a history of vaccinations and the anti-vax movement, which goes back to a gazillion years ago. So good to know. Thank you, Dan, for the information. Because I did not, I mean, I knew that they probably existed in some form, but I didn't think it was like as widespread and politicized and popular a movement as it is now. But it shouldn't surprise me because human beings have always been shitty and politicized things for the sake
right.
of.
Yeah. Yep. But like, to be fair, when we were kids, it wasn't a thing. And we all got vaccinated because we had to go to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't a thing. And it wasn't until we were older that the generation above us wasn't vaccinating their kids. Just right. saying. I'm not saying that it's a problem that is only about them, but I'm just saying.
But
there we go.
Some of them are part of the problem.
And then to end with some current reading, Matt said he started Mediocre, Dangerous Legacy of White Male America by Iojima Olohu.
Iojima. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I've read her other book, so I should know how to pronounce her name.
Also starting Foul is Fair by Hannah Capon, which is a retelling of Macbeth from Lady Macbeth's point of view. Only this time she's in a high school looking to get revenge on some preppy boys who assaulted her. Interesting. Speaking of Matt, let's move into the Matt's What She Said.
That's awesome that you made it this far.
Short answer, I can still do it myself.
I'm down if anybody wants to get a group together.
I didn't realize they came that far north.
I know what to do when I see a snake.
That's pretty awesome. They were big, but they weren't uncomfortably big. That is not what Amanda is going to be saying in a month.
Oh, I hope not.
There was a ton of beaver activity in the area.
I almost just spit wine out. Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't know why I find
nice catch.
I don't know why I find the beaver analogy funny, but I do.
It just is funny. It is funny.
I will put beaver activity as a potential episode.
I think you should. Okay. I think you should.
As a belated baby shower gift to you, Amanda.
Okay.
I will write it down.
I appreciate that. Okay. All right. I had found this thing I was super into before.
I like where we're going with this.
Found I did 10 of them.
Get thee to hump.
Hey, it's spring break. I could technically get it in Florida.
This is only 3.5 minutes. Let's make it the shortest one ever.
If you must. You can unzip it and take that off.
It's not so bad. It was at first until I figured out the mechanics of it.
That's most everyone's experience. That's okay. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Moving into Butter Shemales, we'll start off with an email from Randy.
All right. Shandy's origin story is the title of this email. Hi, broads. Perhaps this question has been covered before, but I don't recall you talking about it. We know that Colleen and Amanda met and were friends in college, but how did Shandy meet you two? I'm guessing it was either through the J&J Lost podcast or was Survivor related, such as the Tribe podcast, ? Just curious in a non-stalking sort of way, smiley face emoji. Thanks. I enjoy your show. Randy.
Well, Randy, I'm sure we've maybe touched on it at some point in time, but your second guess was right. It was Survivor related, and it was specifically through the Tribe, which I first knew about because I'm in real life friends with Paul, who was one of the co-hosts of the Tribe. And I remember actually exactly where I was when the Tribe had their last episode where they're like, okay, and we're going to stop. Yeah. And then by the next season, they had added Colleen and other Jay, hat guy, beard guy, Jay
Fisher
and somebody else. So yeah, I first like was still a listener at that point. But then I would say when I actually got to know Colleen was I guessed it on the tribe after that point a couple of times, and then like eventually became like, you know, the 19th rotating host on the tribe. So yeah, we podcasted together for how long did we do the tribe together?
Oh man,
it's kind of a haze.
It's big haze.
But definitely a couple of years. I mean, basically until we started the broadcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't really remember when it started.
The first year of the broadcast was the last year of the tribe, if I remember correctly.
But I feel like we probably podcasted together for like maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
On the tribe. Yeah. And then when Colleen proposed the broadcast to me, that was when I met Amanda. So yeah, virtually first. Yeah. Actually, with both of you virtually first. Yeah.
And then I would say the tribe days were definitely like our college gone wild days.
Yes.
Because those were just, whoo. I think about some of the things that I said on some of those episodes, and I am so glad that you pushed to have John take them off the internet forever. Yeah.
You are welcome. When the question came up, it was like, do I need that on the...
Right?
Yeah. No.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was a time.
It was so much fun. Like, don't get me wrong. We had a really good time.
We had a blast. And we did some great episodes that were just super, super fun. But we recorded for a long time, and that kind of took its toll. And
And usually on Fridays too. Like a lot of times we record on Fridays.
What was also difficult with the tribe was because we didn't have a set day of the week to record. So it could be literally any day. There were a couple of times when we recorded on like Tuesdays, like a week after the episode aired, because we would try to get at least three people together. If we couldn't, then we couldn't, but we would try to get three people together, and there would just be some days because everybody was young. Everybody was either in college, Allison, Paul, or having kids, me and Tim, or and Adam was, you know, Adam was trying to become a principal or a vice assistant principal. So he was like he was doing things like everybody, you know, Jay was very involved in the theater program at his school. So everybody was really busy.
I still had a social life.
I don't think I had one at that point, but. But yeah, those are some times. Like I said, I look at that as like my podcast college days.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's the perfect way to describe it.
Yeah.
So. Yep. So that's the origin story. And that was like, for me, when I first met, so Paul was my like real life connection. And I remember like back like, what, 10, 11 years ago when I first met him, and he would tell us that like he would have to go on Friday nights, like he would go and record a podcast about Survivor with two other people he had never met in real life. I thought it was the weirdest thing in the entire world.
Little did you know.
Cut to.
That was the future. The future of socialization.
Yeah. Here we are.
Here we are.
It was kind of the same experience then when I started recording with the tribe. And even in the early days of the broadcast, when like I would explain to people who aren't like super into podcasting, when I would explain to them what we're doing, and they just like the fact that like, and you've never met them. Like, yeah, it was, other people would then have the same reaction.
Yeah. But thankfully then like Serial and all those other podcasts like blew up and people kind of got it now then. That point.
Yeah. Although I will say, I mean, I still think that to some people, the concept of like, doing something like this with people you've never met in real life is super weird. Although maybe now with like, you know, post pandemic with like a year on Zoom, but people are Zooming with people they know, like they're not necessarily like the relationships started first in person. So yeah. I don't know. It's definitely, I don't know.
Well, it's a no. I feel like, you know, anyone who's dated in the past year, you started via Zoom or
it's true.
you know, going yeah. like, I know Daniel has joined a few like happy hours on Zoom where like he knew the host, but there okay. were other people on the okay. Zoom that he didn't know. So yeah, I think this concept is becoming a little more.
So why
agreeable
normalized?
Normalized. Yeah. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
So I'm assuming that there's a reality show that's about to drop that is like Love is Blind, but it's like Love is Zoom or something.
They like meet over Zoom. Zoom of Love.
Yeah, the Zoom of Love. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. Let's workshop that one.
Love Zoom.
Love Zoom. Yeah, instead of Love Bombed, Love Zoomed. Yeah, I'm assuming that somebody is filming this now, right?
Oh, they must be.
Right? They're going to meet for the first time, like, physically on, like, their wedding night or something.
Wasn't that a show? Yeah. It's like Married at First Sight. That's a show.
Yeah, but this isn't First Sight. This is because you're at Zoom.
Right, because you've met through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people eat that shit up. So, really, they could just recycle the premise and slap a catchy name and we're good. Throw enough booze at the situation. Just somebody in a room drinking alone out of those gold glass goblets.
Yep.
And then you have the tribe.
And then you have the tribe.
It all comes back around.
Oh my goodness. Except none of us hooked up at the end.
Oh god, no. Oh, except for Alice and Paul, but they were already.
Right, you know. They were already hooked up.
Yeah.
They were the Tristan and Ryan, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move into a voicemail from Ro. And it's from the email is, I can see tomorrow from my house. Hello, all. Just a little perspective on the title of the last episode, XO Ro.
Hello, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It's Ro from New York. Hope you're having a great week. Funny thing happened when I saw the name of the latest podcast that you posted on Facebook. I can see tomorrow from my house. Immediately, my mind went to a completely different place than what I found out you were referring to once I actually listened to the podcast. What I thought you were referring to was basically the end of the pandemic being in our sight. Hence the I can see tomorrow from my house. We've all been in our houses for over a year now. Most of us have had our anniversary date sometime this week. Mine was March 18th. So I thought of it and I thought, yeah, I can see tomorrow from my house. I'm fully vaccinated. A lot of my friends are either already starting the process or will be soon. And according to our amazing President Biden and Vice President Harris, we know that all people will be eligible for the vaccine as of May 1st. Anyway, it feels like I can actually see tomorrow from my house. I'm making my first plans. I got tickets to Immersive Van Gogh, the exhibit that will be coming to New York over the summer. I have already been looking at flights for a possible Raleigh meetup because, of course, that is something I always look forward to. I'm making plans to see my entire family 3 weeks from now, because everyone is getting their final vaccines within the next week. And it's pretty damn exciting to see tomorrow from my house. I certainly know the pandemic is not over, and I will continue social distancing and mask wearing even though I'm fully vaccinated. It's looking like I may have all of my students returning to the classroom very soon, which is going to be a challenge because my room is small and my seats face each other at rectangular tables. But I would love to have all of my kids every day. I am going to Long Beach Island this summer like I do every year, but I expect to be doing a heck of a lot more outdoor dining than I did previously. Two of my closest friends are moving to Florida, separately by coincidence, but to the same town. So I was looking at flights to go see them next winter. I really actually can see tomorrow from my house. I'm sitting on my deck in the sun right now for the first time since the fall. And as you can tell, I'm already getting emotional because It's pretty fucking great. So I hope you all are starting to feel like you can see tomorrow from your houses. Love you all and look forward to seeing you very soon.
Oh, Ro, of course you have to go and be so beautifully eloquent and make me all emotional.
You made the pregnant lady cry, Ro.
Oh, that was beautiful. Also, call me. I want to go see the Van Gogh thing too. I've been getting Target added for it for weeks and I'm so excited about it.
Sounds great.
Daniel can babysit. We'll go.
I think Ro would probably want to stroller your baby for you.
That's true. Yeah. Well, depending on when we go, if baby is vaccinated, maybe we can bring baby too. We'll see.
Don't worry. I was always for, no, I'll leave them at home. It's okay. Just kidding. That was beautifully put. And, you know, it's funny when you and Gail had reacted to the post with the title, I didn't realize the dual meaning of it. Mm-hmm. But I knew right away, I was like, oh, I didn't realize that it could also mean like the end is in sight. So,
I didn't either.
Go us. I don't know. Maybe we can merch that somehow. But also, Ro, to be fair, nobody expects a Sarah Palin joke in 2021. So
it's true. It was a deep cut.
It was a deep cut. I mean, maybe back in August when we were waiting for like the VP pick, you could be like, oh, Sarah Palin. But like she is out of sight, out of mind again for a little while. Totally get it. But yeah, I did have the thought, and I texted Shandy about this during your shower, Amanda. It was kind of one of these things where I wanted to make sure that like the copyright was like, you know, on my side in case somebody like Andy emailed it in. But what about hashtag I'm vaxxed with hers?
Like it.
Mm.
Like vaccinated with hers. I'm vaxxed mm-hmm. with hers instead of.
I like it.
So I'm 6 feet. Or I'm masked with hers. Although masks is a hard word to say.
Vaxxed. Vaxxed is more current.
Yeah. I'm vaxxed with hers. I don't know. It could be something that we might be able to like workshop for the fall meetup, which I cannot wait to see everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ro, though. That was beautiful.
It was absolutely beautiful.
Let's finish up with an email from Andy.
All right. Andy writes in, this new April, A, Jew, Jason's D, January in Andy's virginity. Hey, bros. Some good news. There will be a new person joining my department. Unfortunately, it won't be for a few weeks, but it'll give me some time to prepare and hopefully avoid another incident like the last guy. Like everything else, I'm still waiting for my shot. I'm happy to see things moving pretty smoothly and quickly, which has me thinking about in-person socializing again. Although it's still going to be some time before that, I am starting to get a little anxious about trying to date again. We've all taken stock of our lives and all the things we took for granted pre-pandemic, and now that after is becoming something easier to see from your house, I'm sure we'll see some big life changes from people once we can get around again. But here's the thing for me. I was doing fine in my sheltering in place. Maybe that's due in part to not working remotely and not being at home all the time. But before this, I was very much a homebody. This past year's that's been an asset. My time at home was being responsible and probably kept the virus from spreading. Soon it'll be a lot safer to be out. And while I'm looking forward to hanging out with friends, trying to date again has me a little apprehensive. I'm kind of hoping everyone is feeling this way from all the isolation and that it'll pass once we get used to it again. At least it'll give me something to write to you about. As for a new hashtag, I don't know. Like my love life, it has to come naturally. Yeah, that's what she said, but you know what I mean. Best I can come up with now is hashtag cancel my virginity. Which I think may probably be porn related. We can workshop this as we try to find what my virginity's Twitter handle is. Hashtag I'm 6 feet from hers, Andy.
Oh, we can shorten dear. It to, it's a long hashtag, so we can shorten it to hashtag CMV and get more characters
Ooh.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Don't worry, Andy. I got you covered. I'm vaxxed with hers. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad that a new person will be joining you at work, and hopefully they won't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Hopefully they will be an asset and not a hindrance.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's your new coworker. Hope they don't suck.
Right.
Well, thank you for the update. We appreciate it, as always. We appreciate all feedback. So if you would like to submit some feedback, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call at 331-276-2373. If you don't want to call, you can do what Ro or Desiree usually does and record yourself as a voice memo and send that email as an attachment. That works as well if you don't want to call into the phone line. But again, we love your feedback. And speaking of feedback, we are actually going to double up on shows next week. We are going to do our live show, which could potentially be Amanda's last live show before baby Bumby is born. We don't know. We don't know. So we'll call it the maybe almost last Amanda show. Last Amanda live show.
Yeah.
For
always
April.
Be my maybe baby.
Always be my maybe baby. Well, now you got to add Keanu to the list of names.
Right. How do you know Keanu wasn't at the top of the list?
I don't, but maybe now I do. Have I just uncovered a secret?
Maybe.
It's a pretty kick-ass name.
Makes me think of, did you ever see Keanu, that the Key and Peele movie with the cat?
No. Is it
funny? It was actually really funny.
Okay.
I kind of recommend, if you just want like a stupid funny movie, I totally recommend it.
Okay. I will have to check it out. I'm going to write it down when I listen to this to edit. Oh, goodness. Okay, so yeah, so we're going to do a live show at 9. We're going to use the Zoom link that we usually use for broad topics and anything else. So same one, if you have that, we would love for you to join us at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And I think it'll be really fun. Yeah.
They always are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have a good time. And we will try to keep it, you know, we'll try to respect your time as well. And, you know, start at 9 and be done, you know, in a reasonable amount of time. So we can all go to bed early, which is not like tonight. And I'm sorry about that.
You've missed your goal by 6 minutes.
I missed my goal by 6 minutes. I'm sorry. And now that I'm rambling on, it's going to get longer and longer. Anyway, hope you'll join us. But we're actually also going to record another episode that will air on April. So we're recording with the Real Weird Sisters on April 6th, and we're going to try to do a two-parter then that we will air when Amanda's baby is born. So in order to have some content for the April 9th, we're going to record a quick show that will be movie-centric or TV show-centric. And right now, we are hoping to talk about Nomadland. We put out a poll on the Facebook group, and Nomadland currently has 12 votes to the 3 votes that One Night in Miami has, which I only put this poll out an hour ago, so at least people responded. I will try to watch both movies just in case we have some time and we want to talk about them both. I'm sure I can. I'm sure I can find the time to do that. So that episode will air on April 9th. So the live show will be the episode that comes out on April 2nd, and the Nomad's Land / whatever else, and we will post it on social media so you know if you want to watch along. And we will also let you know, because you'll have an extra week to watch it, because it will come out 10 days after we record it. So stay tuned for that. We would love any feedback from anybody that's seen Nomadland and possibly One Night in Miami. Send it in. Anything else you want to have us talk about, you know, let us know. And yeah. So that's our very ambitious plans. We're going to record 4 episodes in 2 weeks' time. It's going to be great.
We got this.
We got this. Amanda's tired enough as it is. And I was like, excuse me, I need you to record 4 episodes. Thank you very much.
All right. I got half a cake in the freezer, so. Cake's got enough sugar to fire me up for a week.
Fire you up for a week. Well, excellent. And we do. We hope that we get a big crowd next week. You know, mm-hmm. to your chance to send Amanda off.
It's like I'm never coming back or something.
Send her off into motherhood.
Am I dying?
No,
you're coming back, but it won't.
Send you off into motherhood
differently.
It'll be different. But it'll be fun. I'm so excited about this new chapter we're going to enter. It's going to be great. Somebody else is going to be talking about the poop for once. I'm here for it.
I'm a little scared about the poop.
Here for it. Look, it doesn't smell until it gets solid. So you're okay.
Okay.
Hand to God.
That's a couple weeks. That's a couple weeks.
No, that's a couple months.
It's a couple months. Okay, good.
Yes. They don't have solid poops until they start to eat solid food.
Until they start to eat solid food. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you've got like 4 or 5 months, depending on when you do it. You've got some time.
Yeah. We'll see how the old girls do.
Exactly. or the formula, whatever you choose to do. It's still liquid, though. So.
Right. Fed is best.
Yeah. Fed is best. Hashtag. But yeah, I'm so excited for the poop stories. Okay. All right. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to shut up now. Broadcasters3, Gmail, blah, 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 blah. Patrons, thank you. If you want to become a patron, patreon.com/jandjack. Or go to jandjack.com and click on that Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. We recorded our monthly bonus show tonight. So that will also be out hopefully by the time that you hear this. So refresh your patron bonus feed if you are a patron at that level. It's a really funny one. We've got lots of stories and stuff that we would have normally talked about on a regular show, but we just went for it and talked about it there.
We did.
There were a couple of times we were like, should I wait? And we were like, no, just go for it. Yeah,
And then I forgot to repeat myself during the real show, so,
Yeah, so now you got to go listen to it.
Patrons, that's just for you.
A little gift
from me to you.
Exactly. Thank you, the patrons that contribute to a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Greg the Gray, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you. All right, it's clearly time to go to sleep. So on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, we should have called... We should have made a joke and called it Beaver Fever. Darn it. What a missed opportunity.
Oh.
Beaver. You give me fever. Beaver.
Beaver. Beaver.
Oh, dear.
Oh, goodness. We've lost all control.
Yeah.